Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so thank you once again for coming to my channel. And I was elated today to see what I'd long hoped for, and that is I've hit 7,000 subscribers. A psychological barrier, maybe an algorithmic barrier. It's been inching up for months now, approaching 7,000, and I finally passed that limit. So a thank you to everyone for subscribing. This channel has been going for, my goodness, about 7 years now, since about the time of the Brexit referendum, when I didn't really know my ass from my elbow in terms of YouTubing. You might say I've learned nothing in all that time, but I do have a microphone, got to make it working. I'm a technophobe, as you might know. Now, my channel is quite raw, and now some people say that's part of its appeal. What do you think? This is a unique selling point. The hair is not done, often casual clothes, and as I just stepped out of the shower, wearing my cycle helmet or whatever. People say, oh, you shouldn't do that, dress formally, get a suit, get a haircut. The background, the screens, the lighting isn't fantastic. So maybe better visuals, but is there greater authenticity? Being unspun, being just authentically me, a better camera quality or microphone wouldn't detract from the genuineness of my channel. It's usually unscripted, so spontaneity is part of the appeal of it. As I say, it's unspun, shooting from the lip. So do you like my off the cuff comments? So I'm gifted at extemporizing. I mean, I'm seldom at a loss for something to say. I've got a very forward personality, and I hope ebullience goes some way. So tell me what you'd like to see, because I do all sorts of things. There's a lot of commentary about international affairs, about the politics of the United Kingdom, or, you know, the Russo-Ukrainian war. And I just walk around doing tourism. I'll be doing that in Oxford over the next couple of weeks, or whatever. Book reviews and things like that. Interviews with political figures that you might have seen. And what else might you like to see? Interacting live when people can pop up comments and stuff like that. I used to speak several languages. So I'm going to start off speaking of English, and I'm going to switch into French, Spanish, Romanian, Italian, German, Russian, Turkish, or whatever, Dutch. Any of these languages, throw in a comment and I'll respond to it. They come up in the chat box, Latin indeed. I may not be able to answer this like a mathematical question, but I will respond to it. And then how to do things, guidance about this or that, about interview practice, applications to schools and universities in the Republic of Ireland, in the United Kingdom, and so forth. So commentary, sharing what various places are like. Does that appeal? Declaiming poesy, obviously with your still images, which are pertinent to the poem in question. So what would you like to see? I had requests for things about political controversies in the Republic of Singapore some time ago. I might do that. Sort of lectures on various historical topics for GCSE, A-level, things of that nature, electoral forecasts, cephalological studies. So anything that you'd like to see. Hello, what tips do you have to improve productivity? What, I hope you're not talking about on a farm or something, as in academic productivity. Well, practice makes perfect, I suppose. Just reading more, honing your skills, speeding up. Get rid of your television, get rid of your internet. Not when I'm doing this. Okay, and so these are time thieves. Never waste a moment, never waste a penny. Don't dawdle. When you're awake, get up. You could have a nap later in the day. A power nap, 20 minutes, make a surprisingly big difference. And just don't waste your time on computer games or card games. Achieve something. You'll feel a lot better when you go to bed that night. Put your head down the pillow, ask myself, what have I achieved? What have I done towards realizing my goals? Close your eyes and imagine victory. That medal is placed around your neck. You're at that graduation ceremony. You've got that promotion. You've earned that money. You've been able to do whatever, go on that holiday, buy that item, marry that person, whatever it is your ambition, that you've achieved it. And then you work towards that. Okay. And I suppose don't be a perfectionist. I'm rather an imperfectionist, as a channel, no doubt, underscores. And just do it, maybe redraft a couple of times, but just move on to the next project. Because, you know, it can really palsy people. They're just paralyzed by perfectionism. Paralysis by analysis, overthinking things. And I have a tendency to overanalyze decisions, right decision, wrong decision, mixed feelings about it, constantly changing my mind about whether I made the right call or not. But someone's assuring me, you made the right decision with the information that was available at the time. You didn't have your crystal ball. You didn't know how to figure out how it's going to pan out a year from now. I know hindsight is 2020. So that's it. You know, stick to what you're good at. They say, right, whereof you know, I must look up who who came up with that one. And you can't be the master of all trades, then you're jack of all trades, be master of none. You've got to play to your strengths. I will say achievement is talent multiplied by effort. So you have to have some natural aptitude for it. And then you've got to put the time in, but quality time, really trying, not just warming a chair, not just pretending to. Remember, I was going to a declamation competition I was going to practice for. And so I decided to sort of practice for it by watching television with a book in front of me. No, you can't get rid of that telly. And so do things which are worthwhile. So like you'll always say you feel a lot better when you're improving your situation, not lamenting it. All right. You're stressed about your exams, revise. You're unhappy about your weight, exercise. Right. You think you don't have money, go out there and earn some money. Yeah. You're sad because you're single. Right. Get on the dating scene, get on the apps, sign up to speed dating, whatever it is. Take action. Okay. And you'll know you're working towards solving your problem. Better your situation. Don't bemoan it. You either accept it or you improve it. Okay. I'll say it again about situation, either accept it or improve it. What you don't do is just whine about it. I can't stand that. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get up your ass and improve it. One of my other life lessons is really count your blessings. Often frustrated, disappointed, life didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. Things had gone wrong. I screwed up many, many times. I thought I'd be in a far better situation. But, you know, when I put my head down a pillow, don't compare myself to those who've got more than me. Compare myself to the billions who've got less. Here I am. I've at least got a bed to sleep in. I've got a roof over my head. I've got people who love me. I've got plenty of friends. I'm able-bodied. I'm healthy. I'm alive. Many people I know died far younger than I am now. I probably lived far longer than most human beings have ever. We've been on the planet for 3.5 million years as Homo sapiens sapien. And, you know, life expectancy was maybe like 30 for most of that time. I know it's hard to believe I'm 30. What else? It could be an awful lot worse. I've got money in the bank. You know, I've got an income stream. I get to do the things I want. I can go cycling. And, you know, I've got food in the fridge. I've got a lot to look forward to. I've got holidays to look forward to. And the people who care about me. And I could be in a far, far worse situation. Done foolish things. Things could have turned out far worse. So I'm lucky. Some lucky escapes. So really just got to remember just how fortunate you are. Okay, the very fact you have internet, electricity, well, you're luckier than many. I would say actually luckier than most, even to this day. I know that may be hard to believe. You know, I remember hearing about a young woman crying at university, and a friend said, "Jackie, why are you crying?" "Oh, my dad is selling my horse." Rather than remembering she was a top university in the United States, she came from a wealthy family, she'd at least had a horse most of her life. Every little girl's dream. So, okay, it wasn't perfect, but my God, a situation was very, very good indeed. So this is a real first world problem. So thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe. Thank you for the donations on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Please keep them coming and let me know what you want on the channel. Onwards and upwards to the next 1,000. Good night.